teachings of the Evangelical Lutheran Church based only on Holy Scriptures reveal you to be both the rich man and Lazarus. So now, based on the ongoing Lutheran catechesis in your lives, you hear this text. And you now properly believe, you should confess that you are like the rich man in your sinful flesh, not caring for your neighbor as you ought, which means completely being selfless in love, always, not in little ounces here and there. You are like the rich man that you dress in fine clothing every day, while your neighbor lives with maybe a couple of outfits, which are stored in a few bags, or a tattered backpack, or a grocery cart. You are like the rich man, for you feast sumptuously, having three meals a day, while your neighbor scours the garbage bins of your leftovers, or begs for money to simply have a morsel of what you so easily purchase. But worst of all, in your sinful flesh, you are like the rich man in that you want nothing to do with God. In your sinful flesh, you do not fear, love, or trust in God. You hate him. You despise his word, both his proclamation and his deliverance through water, bread, and wine. You find more comfort in the created things of this world rather than the Creator. You have better things to do, especially now that summer is upon us, than to worship, which is simply to receive from the Lord. You are as comfortable as you can be, as long as you fear, love, and trust your food, clothing, shelter, and the great solver of all, money. My fellow Christians, repent. Heed the word of the Lord. The fear of desire did not improve simply because he believed it didn't mean that all of a sudden it was going to be really easy in life. It didn't mean that it would all start working out for him. Grace was not determined by his circumstances. For God's grace is always and only determined through the cross of Christ crucified. And only about you is the who he is at display this morning to keep your eyes fixed upon Christ crucified. For there is grace alone. Undeserved, unearned favor. Nothing can be added to that to gain heaven. There is grace alone, which never changes and is always sufficient no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what the thorn is in your side. There is grace alone. That is the perfect love that casts out fear. Because Christ is the only perfect, fearless one who overcame the world, your flesh, and the devil to merit for you the forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. That is the message of which the beggar had to have heard. For there is the true dividing point between the rich man and Lazarus. Lazarus had heard Christ's word spoken through Moses and the prophets, pointing to this event, to the coming one. It's in Moses and the prophets, and he was brought to believe in the Messiah. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. He heard the word that proclaimed him to be a sinner, just like the rest of mankind, and it, the word which points to this, brought him to do the one thing needful. It, which points to this, brought him to repent and believe. The solution that Lazarus received through God's word didn't change his condition on earth, but it changed. This changes your and his condition before God. Grace alone through the merits of the Messiah alone was passively received by the God created. Faith alone within Lazarus. Justification, being declared not guilty upon the merits of Christ for you, is what set him apart. This is how Lazarus was truly this. This is how Lazarus was truly the rich one. And the rich man was poor. Because he didn't have it. He didn't believe. He didn't die and rise. Being wealthy was not the damning sin of the rich man. His rich life isn't what sent him to hell. His wealth simply led him further away from the Lord because it became his master and it wasn't his servant. His sinful, already unbelieving flesh made his heart harder toward God, further damning him in unbelief as he feared, loved, and trusted in the created things of the world, rather than what the Creator had done for him. That is clearly the warning within this parable. As Christ told this parable to the greedy Pharisees to break them of their unbelief and trust in riches, so he speaks to you than all the rich banquets of the world. Justification by grace alone, through the merits of Christ Jesus alone, through faith alone. God's word and sacraments deliver this to you every single week, reconfirming you in the one true faith, enriching your confession of Christ's merits for you. And this, eventually, over and over, coming and feeding you, eventually brings you to stand right next to Lazarus in the heavenly realms. And they